We are looking for our own true places, driven toward wholeness, toward integrity, toward healing. We are looking. But why? What is it about us as human beings that we are on such a journey? Is it a journey of choice, of life circumstance, or are we somehow hardwired for this, for something we sometimes call worship or spirituality or faith, or something that these words point us toward? Now, my curiosity about the why set me off on a somewhat brief and meandering journey into the cognitive science of religion, into linguistics and philosophy and theology, and something called neurotheology. Within and among all those fields of study, arguments of all kinds are being made about why humans are and are not religious. One of them caught my attention. It is a variation on that old debate between creation and evolution. In this version of it, fundamentalists on both sides are playing out their arguments. Those who believe that the creation of humanity was a divine act claim that we are hardwired for faith because we are created by God, and God hardwired us that way. We are hardwired for God, and in the course of our lives, we search for, and we may indeed find, God. Those who believe that human beings are the result of evolution argue that we are religious because our ancestors acquired genes that expressed an instinct for faith that has proved to be adaptive over time. Being hardwired for religion, they claim, has enabled our human survival by inclining us toward group cohesion. We are hardwired for community, and in the course of our lives, we search for it, and we may find community. Now, in this one area of scientific inquiry, the human need for God and the human need for community are beyond curiosity, beyond desire or prosperity, beyond struggle or even convenience. These needs are part of what makes us human. No matter the side of the creation-evolution argument, human beings are hardwired to reach for something greater than the individual self. John Dominic Crossan is a scholar of the historical Jesus and early Christianity, and he has weighed in on this notion of humanity's hardwiring this way. We are, he writes, hardwired for religion just as we are hardwired for language, but not for God any more than we are for English. We are not, Crossan writes, pre-programmed for any specific religion or any specific language. We are hardwired to search for meaning. That search need not begin with God, for that is but one and only one perfectly valid name for the mystery that surrounds us. Now, I'm inclined to accept this notion of hardwiring and to say yes to all three purposes for it: a connection to God, a preference for community, and a search for meaning. I say yes to all of them apart from any argument claiming the truth of one over another. And I say yes to all of them because I believe we are hardwired for something more, for something larger, beyond the individual self, and that this something inspires us to seek God, community, and meaning. I say we are hardwired for wholeness. Listen again to these words from Raymond Bond that I read earlier. Broken and fragmented, we are driven toward wholeness, toward integrity, toward healing what separates and divides us from one another. Long before we hold any belief about it, we feel the presence of something sacred and meaningful. Among our sources of faith is reliance on direct human experience of transcending mystery and wonder. There is one experience in my life I can now describe as having traveled that hardwired pathway calling human beings toward wholeness. It happened in the Blue Ridge Mountains in my home state of Virginia, at a place called Thunder Ridge, a place where a stone overlook atop the ridge looks out over the Shenandoah Valley and looks to the west. I was standing on Thunder Ridge. It was the dead of winter. It was cold, cold in the mountains, cold by Virginia standards. It was incredibly and loudly windy, and there was a crystal clear sky. From the overlook, the Shenandoah Valley spread wide before me, and across it, the Appalachian Mountains were visible. As I stood there on the ridge, it seemed that the only sound was the wind, that no other sound was even possible. As I stood there, trying to brace myself against the wind, I felt some change from the wind pushing on me and being outside of me to the wind being within me, being the breath in me. The wind on the ridge and my breathing became one, and I became rooted to the small patch of earth on which I stood. My feet were of the earth, not on it, but of it. Whatever pulse of life there was on the ridge was soon enough beating inside me. This was as complete an experience of connection to this fragile and resilient blue planet as I can imagine. The implications and the consequences of those moments on Thunder Ridge shape my theological journey and my understanding of my place in this world to this day. Those moments shape my search for the holy, for community, and for meaning. Now, it has been more than 35 years since that day on Thunder Ridge, and try as I might, and even now, I have yet to find any words that will do it justice, that will really convey the intensity of those few moments. Over the years, I have relived it, and the heart of what happened is unchanged. Broken and fragmented, I am driven toward wholeness, toward integrity, toward healing what separates and divides us. Long before I held any belief about it, I felt the presence of something sacred and meaningful. That is how it was for me that day. Now, it is a hard thing, this being wired for wholeness, this being hardwired in this way, because it means that there is something incomplete in each of us. There is room in each of us. Some might say that there is an emptiness. Some might say there is possibility, a possibility that allows us to feel the presence of something sacred and meaningful. It is a hard thing being wired for wholeness. There are no guarantees of outcome. having this room in us for something more can lead us in many directions, away from God, away from community, away from meaning, into addictions, into dangers, into a seemingly endless search. There are no guarantees, only the drive toward wholeness. So here we are, humans hardwired for a search for wholeness. Some of us are intentionally following our own path, already on our journey, already on our quest. Others are looking for direction. Some of us may be here taking a break, finding a little rest for a time. Some are struggling with an insight or a question, with a hard blow dealt by hard times, by tragedy or loss. And some of us are here with a spirit that can do nothing but smile, for we have recently felt the presence of the sacred. Here we are, with a wealth of traditions and stories and images and songs, a wealth of sources offered to us daily with the invitation to carefully and respectfully learn from them as we go about the task of making our own life's meanings. Here we are, hardwired for wholeness, held in community. The rest is up to us. What we bring, what we give, what we share, what we make. So let us be this way with each other. Try to say the world the way it means to you. Look at what you live and try to speak it. Turn the mystery into a search for language to tell how it is and what the world has to say about what you mean. Touch the running water and the rocks, hurt, laugh, grasp and be grasped, fall and be embraced, find yourself in others and others in you. As broken and fragmented as we are driven toward wholeness. Though unable to name it, we respond with metaphor, decision, and vision. And we live as though that were the way the world is.